Welcome, everyone, to the Kathy Lee Parker Show, the number one place for enlightened and entertaining guests, positive vibes, and information that is spot on. And now, for your listening pleasure, your host, Kathy Lee Parker.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Right here up in the studio, I have Jean-Pierre Grisset, and he is a publisher, composer, and song screenwriter. How are you, John, today?
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, getting ready for the holidays. And I'm so excited to have you on board and as a publisher, composer, and screenwriter. And we're going to listen to one of your first songs called America.
Thank you.
That is absolutely beautiful. Jean-Pierre, that is gorgeous. What made you write that piece? Or compose? What made you compose that piece?
I have no idea. You know, I think about something and my fingers play what I think. It's a miracle. Every day it is a miracle. And I never learned how to play piano or music, and it came like this. I have this idea, and it's a gift. I receive this gift each second of my life.
Wonderful.
I don't understand myself, and I don't know how I could do that, you know.
Well, tell me about your life, about your family history.
My family was always very close to the French royal family. In the 18th century, my ancestor, Jean-Baptiste Louis Gresset, was one of the greatest poets of France with Voltaire. And maybe something in my blood, in my spirit, he's inside me. And he was a great man, and I'm very proud of him. And I hope where he is, he's proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And where did you grow up at?
I was born in France, in Burgundy, and I grew up in Besançon. It's a beautiful town in France where Victor Hugo, the Miserable, and so many other celebrities were born. And after I married at age of 20, then we divorced, as many others. When my son Jan was 2 years old, he's my greatest love story. And I do not consider I raised my son. I prefer to say we grew up together. I learned from him. He learned from me. Then
wonderful.
We came
so in- tell me, Jean-Pierre, tell me, you know, where did you get, how did you know that you had this, you realized that you had this great gift of composing?
You know, I was very, very sick when I was 10 years old. At that time, one could die of it. And however, after several months in coma, I survived. It was a miracle. And I came back from my coma, I was different than my friend. They have the same age. After this traumatic experience, everything changed in my life. I had a vision of the world that sometimes scared me. What I could see or feel was so powerful. I could see people aura. Don't forget, I was only 11 years old. I could feel what they were feeling. I had psychic flash, premonition, vision, the feeling of being connected to other dimensions. It was frustrating to not be able to talk to anyone about this. Thus, I grew up keeping this secret to myself. At the age of 30, after leaving a 9-to-5 job at the bank, I discovered late that I was able to write and compose music without any previous knowledge. That
wow.
And many other things. That's it's a mystery, but I love this mystery.
Wonderful. What did your parents think about you, right? I mean, composing when you were at such a young age.
What my parents think?
Yeah, what did they think about you composing or your family at a very young age?
You know, my family is extraordinary, but I think they could not understand what happened. And I am very different than my two brothers and my sister. And it's like if I do not come from the same world, it's very weird sometimes. That's very strange. And I'm connected. A very good friend of mine is a great architect, Egyptologist, and writer, Christian Jacques, his name. And he say about me on one of his famous books, he say, I met Jean-Pierre Gresset. This man is a lion of light between the world. That's what, how he see me. And I think I'm between the world. I'm connected with different dimensions.
Mm-hmm. And let's take you back a little bit. With 2019, you wanted an award for a movie that you did the music for?
You talk about falling stars?
Yes. Yes, we're going to listen to you later today. Yes.
Yeah. Falling Star is awards for what could be a music who could represent a movie. It is not in a movie, but that is a pre-award in case that's...
I love this idea.
They did a great idea. But I won this, and I was surprised because I think this work, this job will have to be very humble. And give... and. Without expect something, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. And also to of all the all the stuff that you have done, out of the four, which are the passions? I mean, let me rethink this question. Of all your passions, which one you know care the most? You know, of all the music, which one is you care the most for?
Above the passion.
Yes.
I would say it's love.
Simple, yeah. Simple. Okay. Okay.
You know,
and that's...
it's love, and you know, the question is, what is my other passion above to write? Or that's the question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My answer seems simple, but it's love. All is love for me, and all we need is in love. Not like the song of the Beatles, I love that. All we need is love. I say all we need is in love. I find harmony with love when I write and play music. There comes the sharing, you know, there comes the sharing part, the sublimation of heart. Also, I must say that playing piano and writing is a wonder of the soul. To me, the definition of heart is communion with the being. Communion is my passion, my duty. Be alive with passion each second of your life. That is my real passion. So in this, there is music, there is love, there is so much other things. But it's over everything. Love is the answer.
And out of your all your writing, and I mean not your writing, but your composing, you know, putting everything together, have you done anything for any of the movies here in the United States?
Not yet. You mean if some of my music are on some movie? Yes, on the short movie. I did the short movie with Sage, is a friend, and it's a short movie, and this short movie is everywhere on some festival. I start to do many things here, and I love that. I love that. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. That's good. And I noticed that you won an award in 2019.
Yes.
First of the year?
Yes.
For some of your music here in the United States.
Yes, yes. There is, it's great because in America, music, art is a culture. And in France, we have not this as strong as that exists here. And you have a ton of festival here, and it's very, very great. And I won some awards on some festival in Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles. It's not famous festival, but I am on it, and I am number one on Reverb Nation. It's a music website. My music is playing on 80 countries, and you know, with internet, you go everywhere now. And the best victory is if one say, "That's great,
wow.
JP."
So your music's in 8 different countries.
80, yes.
80.
Yes.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's
it's
outstanding.
I do not understand myself, but I'm happy for that. But you know, I repeat, we have to be very humble and to say thank you every day because it's a gift. We are very lucky. Very lucky. I am very lucky. I know that. I receive a gift every day and I give this gift every day to the people, to the world, as much as I can, you know.
You know, Jean-Pierre, where do you, you know, drive your thoughts when you're composing your music and your poetry?
Where do I find this?
Mm-hmm.
I pray.
Wow. Where does some of this music come from? You know, where are you getting it? You know, you're composing in your music and putting things together. Where do you feel it comes from?
universe. People, they talk about God, and I love that. God is love. So my universe is love, and its universal answer is always love. It's not simple to say that, because access to simplicity is very complicated, you know. But what I mean, it takes all my life to talk to you like this, to say what I have to say. I receive every day. When I compose, I'm in state of prayer. I pray. And sometimes I receive so much, so much. I play piano. That's make me cry. I cry. It's a ton of emotion.
Wow.
And it's because I don't know. And when I say that to you, I have tears in my eyes, because it's amazing. And I receive this gift every day. Try to understand. Try to see that every day you receive beautiful message of words, poetry, because I'm a writer too. And receive that every day. Each second of your life, you are connected with the divine, with the universe, with God. Name this as you want.
Mm-hmm.
But that exists. It's a beautiful light. I receive this beautiful light of love each second of my life. I could write 7 songs per day, many things, no stop, until the last day of my life.
Jean-Pierre, who are some of the French singers you have written for? You know, written music for?
Oh, I wrote many French songs. I wrote many. I deposit at the SACEM, my company, who copyright all my song, about 4,000 songs. And I cannot quote all the artists with whom I collaborate without sounding tedious, you know. Also, I won't risk to forget one name. Each one of them is very dear to my heart. Above all, I cherish the memory of my friend, my brother, Michel Berger. Michel Berger was a great, great composer and French singer. We had the privilege to share so many moments, making music together with the same artistic emotion. Unfortunately, he died too soon, but he wrote so many great hits. And together, we work on the Paradis Blanc. That means white paradise. It's our best collaboration. And 25, 30 years after, in France, we always listen this song. It's a beautiful song. You can listen this on YouTube everywhere. But I cannot say one name, because I love them all, and it will take too much time.
Okay. Well, Jean-Pierre, we'll be right back after these messages.
Yes.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Hidden Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Hidden Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
Is your power bill so high you can't see straight? I can help you out with that. This is Rick Cove, owner of LED Installation Solutions. I can cut your power bill in half and give you more light. Give us a call for your free consultation. 801-623-1246. Again, this is Rick Cove, 801-623-1246.
Hey everyone, this is Rachel, owner of Club 90 in Sandy, Utah, and we've been providing great entertainment since 1979. This year, Club 90 will be celebrating our 40-year anniversary on Saturday, December 7th. This huge party will be emceed by Mark Cobell, news anchor at KUTV Channel 2. Club 90 has great food, serving lunch and dinner daily and breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, with daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. There's great entertainment and events daily, including live bands, DJs, karaoke, and so much more. If you're looking for a place for your upcoming upcoming private event, company party, or fundraiser, Club 90 has plenty of space and private rooms for rental, as well as catering. Club 90 is located at 9065 South Monroe Street in Sandy, just off of I-15, and we're open every day from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. You can visit us on our website or find us on Facebook and Instagram at Club 90 SLC, or give us a call at 801-566-3254.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
This is Sherry, your Medicare specialist. I help people understand Medicare better in order to make smarter decisions among all the types of Medicare plans. Medicare seems complicated, but let me simplify it so that you feel empowered to make the right decisions for yourself about your health care. You need to understand all your options. So please don't let someone enroll you in a plan just because it looks good. You need someone in your corner. Someone who is more concerned about you and less concerned about the money they'll make. Call me, Sherry, at 801-651-0644.
Welcome back. I'm sitting here with Jean-Pierre Grisset. He's a publisher, composer, and screenwriter. How are you doing this evening again, Jean-Pierre?
Hello.
Yes, and this is, you have written so many. How long? So you've been writing since you were 10 years old, and this is extraordinary. This is extraordinary talent, yes. And you are so well known throughout the world. And which one of your poems really touch you, and why?
Which one touched me? It's this one I brought about woman, because for me, a woman is a masterpiece. And all my poems resonate within me. They are imprint of my being. Therefore, it would be too difficult to name only one. But if you want, I could read one, this one. I could read
okay.
this for you.
Okay.
Okay. We have time? Okay? Okay. I never look at a woman. I contemplate her. I do not love a woman, but I adore her. I do not take a woman. I give myself to her. I know when she's cold, thirsty, or angry. I become her because she's my other, my soulmate. I see the woman as a queen, a princess. Precious as a diamond, she's sacred like her belly, rounded with life, bearing the child to be born. Woman is not the equal of the man. She is the chance of the man. Yes, woman is an alive masterpiece of gold and love. She is sublime abyss where I drawn to be reborn and even stronger and better. I do not like women. I adore the woman. She is a miracle of life. And finally, wanting to love her is to know, to accept that her happiness will become mine and that will make me the happiest man.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I wish all
Thank
men
you.
In the world thought that way. That is so
you know,
beautiful.
I want to say something about this. Some friend, men recopy uh-huh. this for their girlfriend, for their love. And that's a great compliment for me. They ask me, JP, can I copy that to send to my girlfriend? I say, of course you can. I love that.
That is
that's
wonderful.
My way to see.
Do you
Thank
have
you.
A book out? Do you have any books out on your poetry?
Yes, I have two books in French on Amazon. One is L'amour heureux, happy love. And another one is a poetry book, and I won 2 literary awards in Canada in 86. And with this award, I start a humanitarian action in Africa, did many things.
Wow. That's wonderful. That poultry, that's wonderful. That's amazing. If you had to go back and choose another vocation, what would it be and why?
That's this question. Go back. I don't know what it means to go back, because I only know the present moment. The present has no past. For me, only the present is real. It is synonymous with sensation and action. However, to answer your question, I would say that I would not change a thing. Time flies so fast that I shall not have time to look back. Time is a great master, but you know what? He kills all his students. Infinity is in front of us. Can we change infinity? Can we change the past?
No.
Only present moment exists. So we build everything at this moment. Our past will be what we are now. The future will exist. But for me, only moment exists. So we need to try to do our best at the moment, and our past will be beautiful. You know, some say, make our country great again. Me, I say, and I love that, I say, make our heart great again first. Everything starts by ourselves, inside ourselves.
Wow. Unbelievable. That's beautiful. And Jean-Pierre, you know, you mentioned in your bio that you have been involved in humanity, and also other causes. Can you, you know, talk about those, embrace those?
Yes, it was in the 80s. I was younger. I'm still young. And I did the various humanitarian organizations. One of them was a philanthropic literary magazine called Feather, Plume in French. Facing the difficulty to be published as an artist, I thought it would be useful to create a magazine in which the author could be published free of charge. The sale of the number one, finance sale number two, and so on. And we had, at this time, 20,000 members worldwide. And I did that alone. Then, in memory of my childhood battle when I was sick, when I was a kid, I created a non-profit organization, Child's Dream. Its purpose was to make the dream of very seriously ill children come true. When I think of that, that makes me very sad and happy at the same time, and I'm sure you know why. Some journalists reported that I was a madman of love, but it was a compliment. This humanitarian project was an immense and huge experience of life. Try to imagine a father call you and say, my son will die, JP. Could you realize his dream? And I did it.
Wow.
So much time.
Unbelievable.
And, yes. And
that is wonderful, Jean-Pierre. That is wonderful.
And that is how it is, and I think we have to be like this. In the 80s, after my departure from bank, traveling all over the world, I was very concerned by the great drought period in the Sahel in Africa, which at that time caused thousands of deaths because they have no water. With a literary award I won in Canada with my poetry book, I had the idea to create another non-profit organization that would make possible to build water wheel in Mali, Nigeria, and Burkina Faso. It was a great humanitarian success. 4,000 wheel water were donated to these poor people. To this day, this action continues without me. Isn't it great to say that what we have built continue to exist without you? That is the real success. That's what I think, you know. It's easy. Well, I think it's easy to destroy a reputation, to destroy a man. But a great idea cannot be destroyed. I always remain loyal to this philosophy. So I am behind my idea, not in front. Who we are is not important, but what we do is very important. I do my best to stay true to my ideas and action. I walk my talk and teach my example. I didn't. Wow.
That's wonderful. Jean-Pierre, you talk about your immediate family. Do you have any children? And if so, have they followed into your follow your footsteps?
I talk about my son. My son, Jan, is 40 years old. He's my best love story, my beautiful love story. And we grew up together alone. He's now 40 years old. And with his beautiful wife, they gave me two wonderful, amazing grandchildren. Those are so precious gift of life. Jan, my son, is a musician, a drummer, arranger, sound engineer. He's very talented. Mm-hmm. As well, a very talented drummer. He plays with various bands, and his reputation as a drummer and beautiful soul follow him everywhere. He's such a nice guy. As a proud father, I love his family deeply. And I could say about your question, my family, my grandkids, who they are our eternity, don't you think?
Yes, they are. They sure are. Yes. They're our families forever. They live on within us.
Yes.
What challenge have you faced on your journey of life, Jean-Pierre?
That's a big question of my life. My life course in a daily challenge dedicated to constantly giving love, doing my best, like everyone else. I have to deal with painful events.
Mm-hmm.
I think about one day with engraved forever in all my being. It was March 8th, a few years ago. She was a beautiful girl, 8 months pregnant, mm-hmm. and she disappeared on the road with our unborn child, a car accident, a few lines in the newspaper, and my whole life was disarticulated in the blink of an eye. And, you know, our little angel, we never have a name. It was a little girl. I will never forget them. Mm-hmm. And I think if we have power of forgiveness, we have no power of forgetting. And you know what? Coincidence, March 8th is the International Women's Day. And I have no words to explain this day.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm so sorry for your loss. That's really painful.
And I'm here in front of you. I'm alive and I'm full of hope. I will never give up and I live at the moment. And I do that for all the people. They love mm-hmm. me and I love them. And for everybody, for the past and the future, this moment give me the opportunity to tell them how much I love them.
Okay. We'll take a break here, Jean-Pierre, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Yes, with pleasure. Thank you, Kathy.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Head & Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Head & Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
Is your power bill so high you can't see straight? I can help you out with that. This is Rick Cove, owner of LED Installation Solutions. I can cut your power bill in half and give you more light. Give us a call for your free consultation. 801-623-1246. Again, this is Rick Cove, 801-623-1246.
Hey everyone, this is Rachel, owner of Club 90 in Sandy, Utah, and we've been providing great entertainment since 1979. This year, Club 90 will be celebrating our 40-year anniversary on Saturday, December 7th. This huge party will be emceed by Mark Cobell, news anchor at KUTV Channel 2. Club 90 has great food, serving lunch and dinner daily and breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, with daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. There's great entertainment and events daily, including live bands, DJs, karaoke, and so much more. If you're looking for a place for your upcoming private event, company party, or fundraiser, Club 90 has plenty of space and private rooms for rental, as well as catering. Club 90 is located at 9065 South Monroe Street in Sandy, just off of I-15, and we're open every day from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. You can visit us on our website or find us on Facebook and Instagram at Club 90 SLC, or give us a call at 801-566-3254.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
This is Sherry, your Medicare specialist. I help people understand Medicare better in order to make smarter decisions among all the types of Medicare plans. Medicare seems complicated, but let me simplify it so that you feel empowered to make the right decisions for yourself about your health care. You need to understand all your options. So please don't let someone enroll you in a plan just because it looks good. You need someone in your corner. Someone who is more concerned about you and less concerned about the money they'll make. Call me, Sherry, at 801-651-0644.
I'm back here with Jean-Pierre Grisset, and he's a publisher, composer, and screenwriter. Jean-Pierre, tell me, you know, about this this event involvement that you're in with the films called its Cannes Film Festival. Tell me about that.
You know, I live in south of France, and Cannes Festival is about 2 hours from where I am, and I know many American people would love to be close to Cannes because I know American citizens, they really love France, and we love America. The Cannes Film Festival is an event where I go once in a while to meet up with great people, you know, and even thought I must confess that a lot of superficial things related to the film industry don't attract me. Quite the opposite. I do not say that Cannes Film Festival is superficial, but there are too many BS around this beautiful event. About this, I think the French language is wonderful because in the word artificiel, which means superficial in English, there is the word ciel, which means sky, and the sky makes me dream, but artifice, not so much, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I love film festival of Cannes outside, not the red carpet. Outside, it's fantastic. You could meet amazing people, but not the TV show that do not really interest me, you know. But okay. I love to go to film festival.
Jean-Pierre, I'm getting flagged down. Our time is up. And I want to thank you so much for coming on my show. Oh, and we're going to close with your last song called The Falling Star. And thank you so much for coming on. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to close. Thank you.
Thank you, Casey. Thank you to you. Thank you. Love.